from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whether you're rolling a dice or you're virtually spinning, you know, whether your dice are rolling or spinning, or I don't know what else, other things, dice tumble for sure. Whether you keep your dice in a thimble, if you could fit a giant, is it, if it's giant, it's probably not a thimble, huh? But whether you like thumbles, are there thumble-sized dice, dice that tumble? I put them in, what's a thumble? It's like, here's the thing, it's like a thimble, but for the thumb. It's a thumble. And if you're confused, but you say, that's a half-decent idea, I don't think you know what a thimble is, but maybe you do. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep, but really, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep, so you're not alone in the deep, dark night, or if you're having a bad day. That's really what this podcast is here for. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep, because you deserve a good night's sleep, because your sleep is important, you're important. That's why we make the show. Coming up, we've got support for the show. That's how you get to listen to it for free if you want. Then there's a long, meandering intro. Don't miss out on the intro. Like, even if you don't like the idea the show needs support, don't miss out on the intro. It's meant to ease you into bedtime. It's a show within a show. And I promise it will make very little sense and won't be super interesting. And maybe I'll say thumble thousands of times. I'll definitely say I thumble for you. And then we'll have a bedtime story about our friends playing a role-playing game, Journey into the World of Friends. And that's it. So welcome. So glad you're here. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporters on the one part of the podcast. I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors or took action. And I'm looking for a specific type of listener. 1 out of 10 listeners. If you're that 1 person out of 10, you know, I know there's listeners who can't afford to support the show. I know there's people who just don't want to. I know that people are like, well, one day I'll support the show. Or, you know, I'm sure someone else will. I'm more wondering if you're the other listener, the 1 out of 10 listeners. I really need you to either set an alarm right now, set a reminder, or take action in 1 of 3 ways. You could free support the show by spreading the word, letting somebody know about the podcast, sharing about your favorite episodes, sharing about the podcast on social media, actively spreading the word about the show, becoming a subscriber, paying for a free podcast. That's by far the most powerful way to support the show. Or supporting a sponsor, also very powerful. Signing up for a free trial, going to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And then if you are one of those listeners who's doing it right now, or setting your alarm right now for tomorrow, or reminder, let me know about it so I could say thank you. Because this is it. It's 10 years of the podcast, and it's time to look at what we're going to do in the future. And I got a lot of plans I want to do. I want to keep making this podcast, and I want to do some more fun stuff, but it's a two-way street. So we only need the beauty is I just need your help. So let me know once you do that so I could say thank you on behalf of me and the other 9 listeners, and on behalf of all the listeners who benefit from you taking that action. So thank you so much. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Second part is you getting the support you need right now. If you need extra resources, there's links in the show notes where you could take action, including international resources. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAP, I Hate, not just saying Support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's resources where you could do that. There's also organizations you could support in our show notes. One of the communities Sleep With Me is part of, though, is the Sleep Podcast community. And there's a Sleep podcast I want you to check out. It's called Northwoods Baseball Sleep Radio. Now, get this. It is one of the most ambitious podcasts, not even a sleep podcast, one of the most ambitious podcasts I've ever seen, one of the most creative, one of the most amazing, and one that transports you. Northwoods Baseball Sleep Radio is a full-length fake baseball broadcast for sleeping, available wherever you get your podcasts, right in your podcast app, or at sleepbaseball.com. I mean, this thing, imagine like during the day if you need a break, or at night to fall asleep to, listening to a baseball game full of humor, full of sleepy tangents. I mean, no offense, but who hasn't dozed off during a baseball game, right? And I've always listened to baseball in the background when I'm doing physical work or driving. So what an amazing idea. And it's made by an amazing person and a friend of mine. So check it out. Northwoods Baseball. Baseball Sleep Radio in your podcast app of choice. Thanks, everybody. Oh, Mr. Bard, a lot of people work out very hard on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. So proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you're looking for sleep phones, most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and use Sleep With Me at checkout. We've got beautiful Sleep With Me branded sleep phones, so it's merch and it's a comfortable way to listen to the show. They've got a bunch of different options, corded, wireless, wireless charging ones. So check it out, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. And now let's slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, thoughts that you're thinking about or that are coming up about the past, present, the future. It could be thoughts about thumbles or thimbles or other things that start with the TH or any, you know, anything else. Think thought, thunk, you know. It could be thoughts, it could be feelings, anything, any feelings related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there or that are just coming up. Could be physical sensations, changes. And this is all things I hear from listeners on a regular basis of what they're dealing with. That's one of the reasons I share it with you. People dealing with thoughts, people dealing with feelings, people dealing with physical sensations. Changes in time, temperature, routine, work shifts, work stuff. You're anticipating something. You're going somewhere. Whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I make the show. And the reason I go through all this stuff is so you know you're not alone, or maybe you don't need to know. But you get a sense, hey, there's other people listening right now with you that can relate to how you feel. Maybe even a couple of people that have gone through what you're going through. But I can tell you that a lot of us can relate to how it feels. That's why I call it the deep, dark night. It's not the super happy, fun place of joy where you fall asleep super fast. Because we would roll our eyes at that. You said, no, it really works. And I say, okay, what's the catch? And they say, Oh, no, that was for your part. Okay, thank you. Thanks. But, you know, the reason I make this show is twofold. I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble. It feels like every time I make it, I say, last night was a doozy. Last night was a weekend night. Tried to go to bed early. And I had a bit of trouble falling asleep because I was trying to go to bed early. I mean, earlier. Because I knew I had to get up, but not super early, but for a Sunday early. And I had a commitment to do something, present something. And so that, like, and then my dog Koa must have sensed that. So we were working together to keep me tossing, turning, my racing, trouble staying asleep. So I've been there for different reasons. Last night was multiple reasons. And then also, and I haven't actually investigated this one. For some reason, I have different alarms I use, right, to wake up devices, and I have a light one where the lights come on. And for some reason, they came on at 5 a.m., and I said, oh, no, it's already time for me to get up. And then I said, and I looked, I said, no, it's 5 a.m. So whatever it is, I mean, whatever, I just want you to know that you're not alone, that we can relate to how it feels. And sometimes it's baffling, or sometimes there's a bunch of small things. I said, well, it's not that, I mean, I was trying to use self-talk. It's not that big a deal that I got to speak tomorrow. It's just a short thing. It'll be fine. But, you know, that some part of my limbic system said, oh, no, there's no chance of being, really, it might sound extreme, but there's no chance of it being fine. I'd say, well, you say, I'm pretty sure it's like a 90, high 90s, 98% chance of being fine, 1.99% chance of not just being okay, and then whatever, you could have the other point, whatever percent. Okay, if that's the way you want to look at it, but I don't think it's going to be like that. So that's one of the reasons that it's tossing, turning, mind race. So I only share that to know, you know, you're not alone. Or maybe you're dealing with something different, and I've heard of people dealing with stuff that I haven't been through, but I still can relate to the feelings a lot of times. And I can also relate to the other reason I make the show, which is that you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could get some rest. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread. You deserve the rest you need so your life is more manageable. And I hope I can be a part of that and help you with it. If I can't, there also is, I have a website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. And that's for people that are already, they're listening to the show that you agree with that. Okay, yeah, I'd like something to help me fall asleep. And yeah, I can relate to those feelings. I do relate to the fact I deserve a good night's sleep, just not from you. Now, I've never had anyone really express it to me in that kind of neutral way. They say, I love all those ideas, just not from you. Or maybe if someone says that to you, you say, you got to take it a little bit limbically. But no one's ever said it that way. They usually give me a multitude. They go in more in depth. But really, if I'm just not for you, there's sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff. So check it out. So that's sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. But yeah, if you get the sleep you need, life's going to be more manageable. You could be out there living your life. That means our world's a better place because your world's a better place. And that's important to me. It is. A couple other things. You know, here's how the show works. I send my voice across the deep, dark night of me as lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which you've kind of already heard. I get mixed up. I go off topic and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, and then I say that and I say, what was I supposed to say next? So that's kind of the... Those three things are three things I say first. Then what I say next is, it can be hard to get used to this show. Like, on the first try, it almost works for no one, which is not exactly it means this show's kind of niche, right? It works for the people it works for. But even for those people, like, it's an extra, I don't know if that's, it's a stitch in the niche. That doesn't mean anything. It just popped in my head. This is a little extra stitch in the old niche. A stitch in the niche, as they say, nowhere. That may have never been said on the planet. I don't want to brag, but I don't know if anyone on the planet has said it in a way where they're trying to convey information. It's the old stitch in the niche. And you say, what does that mean? Well, it's like a wrinkle in the, I don't know that one. The old wrinkle in the thing, the dress shirt that you're supposed to wear to impress someone that you can't get out, even though you are, you know, or the old reappearing wrinkle, you know, after you iron it. And then when you leave, or the new wrinkle, you know, the wrinkles I bring with me. So sometimes, how do my wrinkles on my inside get to me? You know, what do they call that? Sympathetic wrinkle. That was one of my biographies. Was that a chapter in one of my autobiographies? Or a fictional biography I was writing about myself? The sympathetic wrinkle. Maybe that was a theory that I never put forth. But Yes, the sympathetic wrinkles. Somebody remind me. That'll be an episode of Sleep With Me one day, maybe. I mean, I could use, the wrinkles would say, why don't you have sympathy for us? And I say, well, no, we're just reestablishing. Well, you're right. I never realized it. I have no sympathy for wrinkles. You know, I've listened to that Rolling Stone song, but I've never heard a song, Sympathy for Wrinkles. If I did, it would probably be like somebody like Blippi would sing it. I don't know why, just Blippi popped in my head. I don't think Blippi sings any songs, but can we get some sympathy for some wrinkles around here? Talk about a wrinkle in my, you know. Okay, so, this podcast doesn't work for anybody on the first try. That's what I was saying. That's the old stinkle and the wrinkle is, I don't even know what the station niche is that it takes two or three tries to get used to the show just because when you get here, one, you're probably tired and grouchy. That's normal. And fed up, and you probably tried a bunch of different stuff. You probably paid for stuff to help you fall asleep. You probably gotten advice from people that sleep so good, and so you're frustrated. And then you check this show out, and you had expectations of it being soothing, and then you say, you're talking about wrinkles, and I just don't get it. And I say, yeah, that's it. Eventually you'll realize I just don't get it either. It just, that's the whole purpose of the show. So it just takes a couple tries. That's what, I'm not kidding. Over a million people have said that. I've been making the show for 10 years now. And first few tries, believe it or not, more people have said other stuff. But those are the people that have stuck around or become on and off listeners or stuff like that. So just give it a few tries, see how it goes. It's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen. And it's also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. Like I said, I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the shows are over an hour. That's why there's over 600 shows to choose from. That's why the show comes out twice a week and alternates between different styles of shows. So you have plenty of options. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar-burr, your boar-bee, your boar-wrinkle. I don't know if I'll remember that one. Old boar-winkle. He was that was the one that puts the winkle in boars. So I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff, really, to be your friend, whether you're listening to me or not, whether you're awake or asleep. If you can't sleep at all, I'm here to keep you company. If you're sound asleep, I'm here to keep you company. You know, some people listen all night long. Some people listen to one episode on repeat. Some people listen to one episode in pieces. Or some people just listen to one episode all the way through. So just kind of see how it goes and adjust from there. But know that at first, not very many people like me at first. That's fine. Or they just say, you say the stiche in the niche, eh? And I'd say, yeah, he puts old Scoots. He puts the stiche in niche. And you say, what does that even mean? And you say, I don't know, but he does it. Holy cow. He's the stiche in the niche. It's a bit like the Noid that was back in the, in those pizza delivery days. Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but that's fine. I can conceptualize it. Anyway, those are a couple of things. Oh, structurally is the other thing that throws people off. So let me tell you about the structure of the show, why it's structured the way it is. So I can put those things at ease. But again, the structure follows. I'll keep putting it at ease. So show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And I may say something silly. So you say, okay, I feel seen and welcome. I get the show is a little bit lighthearted and goofy. Maybe I'll check it out. That's what the greeting is, the teaser greeting's there for. Then there's support, so the show could be free and come out twice a week. Then there's an intro, long meandering intro, which is separate from the support. I said it earlier. I don't want you to miss out on the intro. It's a really important part of the show. It's one part of the show most people hear. And there's actually people that pay every month, $10 or $20 a month is to listen to, like, to have access to hundreds of all intro episodes. But it serves a purpose. And the purpose of the intro is not to put you to sleep. It may put you to sleep, but the purpose of the intro is to ease you into bedtime, to give you a buffer between the day and the night, or the whatever, being awake to, you know, it's a transition period. And the intro is different every time, but it follows a similar structure. And there is like 2% of people skip the intro. There's a percentage of people that fall asleep. But for most people, they're getting ready for bed. They're doing some sort of chill wind down activity, or they're in bed getting comfortable. And it just becomes, ideally, if you're a regular listener and you choose to, you don't have to. It could be part of your bedtime routine. And that's what's been shown to work, to have something that eases you into bedtime and kind of sets the mood. So that's what the intro is. That's why it goes on and on and on. It's not full of advertisements. It's not full of, I mean, I guess it's full of navel gazing, but it's not like I'm actually, like, I'm just like, yeah, it's navel gazing. It's, I don't even, is that my navel? That's what I'd say. Is it like, I'd say I'm too busy thinking about steeches and the peaches or whatever. And a lot of people are wondering what the noid is. Lenoid was someone that messed up delivery pizzas. It was an animated claymation character, I think. I think they tried to make a comeback. It was just called Void the Noid. But I think the problem was, like you say, the idea of the Noid was that our company doesn't have the, you know, even though the Noid works for us. I mean, and no one ever got into that. I don't mean to go on a whole new tangent, but wait a second. This is breaking news. You're telling me a pizza delivery company employed the Noid and no one ever talked about that. They said, wait a second. So you're saying that you employ the Noid and that's how you avoid the Noid. So all these other companies, if their pizzas don't come from, you know, from get delivered in a great condition, holy moly. You know, I never would have thought that, but, you know, you learn something new every day. Holy cow. That's, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's an article about it. One part of my brain said, by the way, the Noid is fictional. I said, oh, okay. Well, that still doesn't make any sense, but because the Noid still worked for that company, or they were just, because if someone's on your commercial, you're paying them unless, they were capturing, I mean, I guess it would have been different if they were capturing, it should have been found footage. No, I mean, they don't need my advice. They say, dude, that commercial came out 30 years ago. And actually, only you were the, like, only one. I'd say, no, I know I'm not the only one that it resonated with. I'm part of an entire generation that watched way too much television and advertisements. And that's, you know, that's where we're at. Like, that's how we got here. But, I'm just saying it would be interesting if you bring the Noid back, do it with found footage. Or here's the thing, and they make all those found footage. Can you put a little Noid segment in one of your found footage movies and say like, maybe we could do that. It could be my next pitch for Blum, reach out. We could do a short before a movie. Okay. So anyway, where was I? Oh, structure. So that's what the intro is. It's meant to ease you into bedtime. Keep you company and be your friend. Introduce the idea of a boyfriend. What better boyfriend than one that doesn't ever talk about anything that stuff that almost barely makes sense. So that's the intro. Then there's support again between the intro and the story. So the show can be free or ad supported, or you can pay for ad free episodes. And then there's a story. Tonight's a story about our friends playing a role-playing game, designing a role-playing game together, and, you know, journeying into the world of friendship. And then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I earn a nice drive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12. 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. This is time for our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends, where we get to listen in as some friends navigate the adventures of friendship and playing a game or building a adventure together in a role-playing game. So they're playing and creating a role-playing game and kind of going through things together as friends. In the adventure of friendship, I don't think I need to set anything else up. It's just a friends playing a board game. Or no, I'm confused myself. I was jumping ahead, to be honest. But it's friends, they were kind of creating an adventure within the role-playing game, kind of like where you roll 20-sided die and stuff like that. And yeah, we get to join them here. So without further ado, is first up is our Hollywood announcer, who I guess I always say without further ado, but I don't even know what that means. Before I do anything further, I'd like to set it up with someone who's always here to give. And you never believe how much a smile can give to you until you see him smile in person. It's Mr. Antonio Banderas. The friends behind the binary. The ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, it's time for friendship and a journey into the world of friends. Splish, splash, yay. Also, Scooter, that's very friendly of you. You didn't make any comments about my noise or driving or those kind. You deserve to smile. Why don't you try giving a smile? Okay, that's it. That's fine, Antonio. Thank you. If I'm smiling, it's on the inside. Though that rarely, I prefer to receive a smile. Not sure how to give a smile without overthinking it and feeling like, and it not looking like a smile. And yes, I've tried smiling in the mirror, and that creates its own path of internal rigmarole. Also, I haven't ever been successful at, another thing for me to feel, you say, why don't you try practice smiling in a mirror? As many people, including Mr. Antonio Banderas, have said, I said, well, that nothing makes me frown more than practicing, no greater sense of non-accomplishment than smiling in a mirror for practice. But I'm glad to be here and this is Journey into the World of Friends. Thanks, everybody. Okay, this is WADA. I'm a little groggy, but I'm trying to remember. What is it? Why is this on a scroll? Okay, so we left off. There was some sort of sleep spell. Okay, that makes sense. We had gone down the shaft to find a speaker wire, Mary Blair repair. There was a question hanging over our heads. Is anybody listening? But will one of the characters tell on us when we go down here? What, I guess this is the work I did last week. Our real mission is to get rid of the pumps and flood the area and rescue, of course. Well, if we can't defeat Venduul, but also to rescue the Baron of Boyle's son. Okay, Handy Hall. So I don't have these notes about Handy Hall's ceilings, walls, light, trash, post. Anybody? Anybody else? Lord Von Chill? I'm a little like Lord Von Chill. I mean, I'm not feeling very chill. We're working on TRAPS's surprises. I thought that's what we were working on, Granada and I. Why is everything so foggy? Is this one of these things where I fell asleep in the middle of the game? Do we have an extra long session? We came up with some creative surprises. There was also the idea, delightful surprises. These ones aren't delightful, though. But Granada's asleep, too. So, yeah, we have a couple ideas of stuff. Where are we? We're not in the living room anymore. We're not at the table. We're all waking up on a WADA. Yeah, we seem to be... this is the Handy Halls. There's a radiant, paint that's supplying the light system. Concrete or cement floors and walls, conduits running along the ceiling. Smells musty. There's probably some water leaks. Everybody else is waking up other than Lord Von Chill and I. Okay. This is L. This is detestable. What is going on? Why am I feeling this way? I feel like I was somebody actually cast a sleep spell on me, or I took one of those old Benadryls. Can't believe they still, that's the one thing they took from the other world. They said, well, we found this one formula for Benadryl. It's great for sneezy stuff, but it makes you, that's how I feel right now. WADA, is this part of your, who was in charge of the snacks? WADA, were you in charge of the drinks? Where are we? Why do I feel like I'm actually, I'm so confused and I'm really not happy because I have a general idea that someone, is this related to some sort of shrooming of a mushroom, blooming of shrooming or something? Because I'm starting to get unhappy here. Anybody else? This is Granada of Darmok. Is this one of those virtual worlds? I don't remember putting on a virtual world helmet. Is this like one of those helmetless virtual worlds? I didn't realize you were working on something. WADA, can you answer our questions? Is this a virtual world or some sort of imagination? This is WADA. I think maybe I'm just having a dream is what I think it is. Okay, well, if it's a dream, I'm in the dream, so it is not a dream, and I'm feeling less and less trust for you if you're saying it's a dream. Are you sure it's not a virtual world? What about our Florentian nurse? Okay, well, those are possibilities. So we're not in. Okay, I'm trying to calm myself via contact with the three Florences. And what I'm detecting is that, yeah, any one of those things you're saying could be true. And I have a feeling each of us is dreaming, or I'm just dreaming, and I'm dreaming that all of you are saying you're dreaming. That feels to me like the strongest possibility, though you're all disagreeing with me with your faces. And I'm a little groggy, but it could be some sort of, like, it could be an outside influence, but it could be some sort of, like, virtual or chemical influence. I mean, we all want to point our finger at WADA, but maybe there's some sort of, or maybe there's, like, you know, with everything going on the outside, maybe this is some sort of part of what's happening. But some sort of chemical, biological, or process is happening that's affecting, that's making us feel like we're here, or a mechanical, virtual process. So I would say it definitely feels like we're here, but I'm groggy. So I don't know if I'm not groggy, if I'd feel like I'm really here. But as far as what Wada said, we're definitely in what I kind of imagine the Handy Halls would be. I kind of imagine the paint job, you know, be painted and brighter, and lights would be on. Can we get some light down here? Okay, thank you, Wada, for using your magical light. Yeah, the paint's not as popping, and I thought there'd be like stripes on the walls for the different areas, and but I guess it's old, huh? So we could be under the weather, or we're dreaming, or we're virtually here. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm thinking what you're thinking, Wada. I don't know. I mean, I think the dream thing is probably best to go with, but yeah, we don't want to get into the whole simulated reality thing, like that we're fictional simulated characters in some sort of, because that's just a thought experiment. It doesn't affect, it's less concrete than if we were dreaming or being affected by an outside source or immersed from an outside or inside source, a source without, so this could be an internal or external process. I mean, if it were just in some sort of fictional simulated situation, then we'd be without agency. But I guess we'd treat it the same way, because then we would be in our fiction. Like, then we'd be, if we were simulated, we'd still have to come to the same conclusions, right? This is Zell. So yeah, it's pointless debating philosophy or thought experiments at this time. So as strong as I feel, I guess we do have to set aside the why, because I guess like I'm feeling that I have to access Emma Otter and say, well, would the why matter right now? I mean, later it'll matter, Wada, if I find out, even if it's some sort of virtual projection that you're projecting us into, all will not be well. It'll be well. It all will be well, but it won't be well for, you know, it will be not pleasant. But if we're going to be fine, then we have to ask ourselves how we're going to proceed here, which... So I'm going to go with, if I'm having a dream, or I'm in a dream somehow, of an adventure we were creating, now we're in the adventure, how do we proceed, and where are we, and so who wants to take that, Lord Von Chill here? So, okay, so we're in a strange room off the Handy Halls. Some of you are lying closer to Handy Halls, so you're seeing the Handy Halls, but we're in some sort of storage type. It's not a room. It's a chain. We're connected to the hallways. So I guess it's not a room because it doesn't have doors. There's three hallways off of here. Wada kind of already described a little bit about it. It's dark. It was dark, but there's like, it was that ambient painted, like glowing paint. So, using my general sense of direction, which generally is pretty good, if I'm standing up, now I'm facing north, right? So there's three hallways off of this room, one to the west or my left, one to the northwest, or, you know, my middle left front, one to the north. Behind us is a wall, and I can kind of remember, I mean, I can see from the hole we came down in, and our ropes are still there, so we could go up back up there at any point, including our hidden rope that Granada thought of so brightly. But so our back, my back is to the exterior of the attraction. I mean, at some point, not that far off, which would explain why there's no hall there. And I think by my, like, understanding, to my right or the east is also, we're in the southeast corner of the attraction, right? And, or below the southeast corner of the attraction. And then on the my right side and on, to the north, where there isn't a hall, there's some sort of storage, older paint cans. There's spilled paint. There's old rusted tools. Oh, yeah, there's also stuff on the south wall. I didn't see that because it was behind me. They've been picked through eastern. Yeah, this there's some. This seems like there's parts from the attraction. Anybody else like Granada? Like anybody else with a little bit higher ability that would roll and get a general sense of what we see? Yeah, the three Florences probably would help. I decently know. There's some water on the floor there. These are conduits up there for where they used to run water, sewage, and electrical pipes. They also called them. So maybe we could pull wire out of there, or there might be wire because it does look like, as you said, that there's some crates, and it looks like they've gone through. I don't know. I think maybe Granada. I'm just wondering if there's but maybe there's speaker wire in one of those crates. Yeah, this is Granada of Darmok, and I'm investigating, you know, with keeping an eye out for surprises. So there's a few rusted crates. Not a perfect investigation, but a strong investigation because it's clear. That crate on northeast wall says, so the east side of the north wall, it says speaker wire on that one crate. It's rusted, but I can see it, and electrical. But on the sides of the cabinet are some bolts, and those are newish, pretty recent. I would say within the last 2 or 3 weeks even. And those are meant to send, like, go a surprise person trying to get to the speaker wire, huh? Or I guess anybody going through those cabinets. But again, I'm slightly distracted because this is my first time playing this game. So now we're playing the game that we're designing, but we're still designing the game. But this is like, or is this like I'm not okay with the, I'm going with that. This is a virtual, we're in a virtual world. And maybe I agreed to it after, maybe we had some drinks after dinner or something. I don't know. But, so is this like going to be, does anybody know if this is, I've never played a game like this before. This is WADA. I would say that, this is an experience more than a game. And it's an experience that I'm not understanding. But to go back to the present moment, I think we'll unlock things. We'll unlock our understanding as time passes. So we do have to get that speaker wire. Because I don't know if wire and speaker wire is the same. Does anybody know that? No. No rolls that looked good. No, if speaker wire. So if we went into the conduits, we don't know anything. Does anybody have like engineer? Like, okay, so Granada, are you able to deactivate the bolts? Okay, so that we could get a speaker wire. I'm not able to deactivate them by this attempt, but I can. They're easy to avoid since we know about them. Okay, so what? So they flew into the. Oh boy, but they flew into the wall. But I'm sure everybody else noticed that. It looked like it kicked up a lot of dust, but the dust was attached to them because we're all sneezing and coughing now. And I would ask our Florentian nurse that was part of the surprise and actually the main surprise. And a couple of us are going to have to roll to see, everybody's going to have to roll to see how much you lose. So most of us took a little bit of, it had an effect on us, but also is a lingering effect, so we're going to have a disadvantage for a while. So we're going to have to be extra careful. And but I guess now we could go get the speaker wire if Granada double checks. Yes, this is Granada. I'm double checking. This is like this lock is rusted, but I'm getting it out. I got it open. And there is a bunch of speaker wire in here. Some of it's wrapped in plastic, which never biodegraded. So I'm going to put it in my sack. And I'm looking around the room. I don't know if there's anything else of value in here, at least that I'm searching for. I mean, there's a wire cutter, which we could bring, and some... there was like soldering stuff, but that's gone. But it was gone recently too, because I'm just getting a general sense of when the last, this is like whoever set these bolts up. Okay, this is Zell. So we have to ask ourselves the question, which we don't know the answer to, who set up these bolts? They want us at a disadvantage, so we have to proceed with caution. Also, whoever went through that took whatever you called it, that electrical stuff. So, I mean, we're looking for this Mary Blair repair, but can we look around or maybe pick a door? Like, who can look at the floor? Oh, maybe I can. Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of walking in here, like another party. It came through here, and one of the characters... And other than that, I can't tell. Okay, this is Lord Von Chill. So we're going to keep going, huh? This is an adventure. So we have the speaker wire. Should we just go back up? I mean, that would be one option, right? We could go back up. We could give the speaker wire. I can't remember now. Did the characters in the ride tell us they were going to... Were we supposed to find Mary Blair, or she might know Mary Blair repair, or should we just go back up? Because we could just go back up and then go through. We don't have to hang out down here, right? Okay, this is Wada. You're right. My memory is foggy from what we, but so we could go back up and proceed through the ride, like try to find another way through the ride. We do know there's surprises down here. But it is, I'm listening, I haven't heard anything. There's three hallways. If we proceed cautiously, I think there was something if we would have found Mary Blair repair, like that Mary Blair repair, whatever that bot is, could help, like with the speaker wire for the other characters, they wanted Mary Blair repair. So I don't know if this is a side adventure or not, but I mean, like, if I was saying my style, I'd say we'd look around. But of course, I'm here to build consensus with everybody else. This is why I'm cautiously proceed. Lord Von Chill, everybody's nodding. So can we proceed? In which way should we proceed out of three options? Yeah, I thought this is what, maybe did Mary Blair know about some sort of control room or security system or something? I don't know. But so we could go north, but that's where the surprise was. And the disadvantage will slowly wear off. And I don't know if they knew that. So if we go through there now, if they somehow had an idea that, like, that's what they would almost expect, right? Because probably they didn't expect us to come down that way. Maybe they thought we were going to come through one of the other halls. So I would say we should proceed either west or northwest. Okay. Let's go west. That's the furthest away from the surprise. Okay. Who's leading? I should probably lead Lord Von Chill with Granada right behind me, because then we could check for surprises, but I can also, and maybe Zell next, and then Wada, and then our nurse. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so we head into this West Hall. Oh boy, you know, because Granada and I were working on this. Unfortunately, I know what we're looking at here. Down the hall is this is a long hallway, a handy hall. At the very end of the hall, I don't know, is that 100 feet, Granada? Maybe 50 feet. There's a sealed door, metal. It's a distance, though. Not that far in front of the door is a clearly, like, there's a lot of things that have happened, but there's a surprise that was left by somebody. And there is someone hanging out in that surprise. It's some sort of magical tendril thing. And maybe we should, maybe Watt and Granada together. But it looks like they're in wizard's robes. Wada, could you come up here with Granada? I don't see anything else. I think there's something off to the left. It looks like an opening. Okay, this is Wada. Yeah, so that is a wizard. And I'm detecting magic. So there's that symbol is kind of hidden in the wall there. So this is very powerful. And let me just check and make sure where my number's at. Yes, so this is a very powerful surprise. I'm going to try to get as close as I can. Granada, can you just double check there's nothing mechanical first? Yeah, oh yeah, I got it. There's nothing mechanical. I can actually see, though my role was so, I'm doing so good right now, that yeah, this is a magical surprise. There's nothing mechanical even beyond it to the door, and there's a sealed door. So we could proceed together to the edge of, if you could think you can detect where the edge of the surprise is. Yeah, I can. Let's do that. And yeah, as we get closer, I see it is a wizard. Not that long ago was this wizard. And I have a feeling, and not sure about this, that this surprise would let Vendul know. Because it seems like some people came here, proceeded here. Like that the wizard, Granada, are you seeing this? Yeah, that only, like there was a whole party caught here. Some of them avoided it and ran, but I can't quite see where they ran to. But there was other characters that were surprised here, and yeah. Okay, this is Azel. So do we know if this, does anybody recognize this wizard, Wada? Can we rack our brains to see, is this the party that the Baron of the Boyle's son was in? Can we, you know, just see, I'm seeing, I don't recognize the wizard apparently, or don't remember it. This is Wada. I do recognize the wizard. Yeah. It is someone that, I guess, yeah, in my past, we crossed paths, they were very ambitious, they were part of the Baron of the Boyle's party, probably. I'm about 90% sure. And they have gone, you know, to visit wizards in the next realm, but there is no way for us I don't think we're powerful enough, or I'm not. It would be also like a 10% chance of me being able to deal with this and not a surprise, not alert Van Duul, and not any of us get stuck in it. And it's a very powerful, magical surprise. Okay, and what about the door? Do we have any more things about the door, Granada? Yeah, I can describe to you what we're seeing. There's definitely some impacts on the door. There's scorching on the door and the walls. And my experience would tell me that this is a very strong door. It has not been successfully opened. Some powerful wizard did try to blast the door open with spells, and powerful beings tried to break the door down. What they may or may not have realized, yeah, it's a very strong door. It's actually simple to open. If you, like, you could see in the top right corner, there's a little tiny circle with a cap on it. And that's the manual, unlock. And you would need to do, insert something, a key in there. And it can't be, maybe they even tried, very high level, impossible with even the tools I have. You need a facility. If you really need the key. So this door must be protecting something. And maybe that sign, security office, and control, security control office. So they tried to get in there through this door and they did not. Okay, so there could be other doors. I would think there'd be other doors, but I don't have any reason. I don't have any proof. Just imagining there would be other doors. Okay. Well, not much we could do here then. Should we go down so we can approach, or what's this other room off of here? What are we seeing? Lord Von Chill. Okay, yeah, this is on the left. To the left is an opening, and it seems to be a some sort of cistern. I don't know. Does anybody? I'm not there's a drain in the floor. It stinks really bad. The drain is gone, and it's not a pleasant smell at all. Okay, so there's a hole in the floor, and it stinks, and maybe we should keep exploring then and not worry about it. I'd say so. Okay, so I guess can we head back and go down the northwest hallway? Should we get Lord Von Chill? Are we going to go in the same order? Yeah, let's proceed northwest. Granada and I, maybe Wada move up too. And Wada, can you just do an early detect magic? Yeah, not detecting anything for sure, or not for sure, but probably there's no magic. Okay, Granada, Granada. Yeah, there's an exposed hole in the ground. That's a surprise, a very simplistic surprise, but it looks like it was once where the floor broke through, but then they created like a surprise, and there's something in the surprise. Okay, what is it? I don't know. Okay, anybody know what it is down there? Yeah, this is your nurse, of course. It's been there a while. It doesn't smell strongly. And it is some sort of being that it looks like it was heading from where we're heading, that direction. It seems like it's a being from, it doesn't seem like it's natural. I don't know, but it's not a pleasant being, but it's been there for some time, sleeping forever. Okay, and beyond that hall? Oh, this is Wada. Now I'm positive. Beyond, so there's the pit, but then beyond that, if you go around it, there is another magical thing from Vindul or somebody else that we can't get around. Okay, so the hall continues on, but we can't continue on the hall. Correct. We could go around there, but it'll just end up... anybody seeing anything else? No, I think we're good. Okay, let's go back. I guess here's our options now. We could proceed north, are we still at a disadvantage? So some of us are. Okay, so we could look at a hole in the floor, and we'll probably encounter, I'm just guessing, so we could just talk it out and imagine it, right? Like we might encounter something, right? And the hole in the floor to the west. But, or we could go to the north and just take a look. Anybody? Let's just go to the north and slowly go. Wada and Granada, are we seeing anything? Yeah, this is Wada. I'm not detecting any magic, but, it's pretty dark, and then there's a door at the end of the hall, not as strong as a security door, but it's closed. I mean, I can just barely see it in the darkness. Okay, Granada, what are you seeing? Yeah, I'm seeing that we should back up a little and come back into this room. So what I was seeing was not a surprise, but that there's... I guess I should have said I'm not seeing anything. Let's go back. But yeah, so there's the door. I couldn't tell about the door. It's too far away. But on the wall, like in the lower part of the wall, there was some, so there's some brick, like, so there's these masonry bricks, whatever. That's like the cement that the wall is made out of, right? Some of the paint was chipped on those, and I think one or two or three of them, like, I'm sure, because I rolled a 20. So they can be removed, like, they've been moved recently, and I could even sense that someone was listening on the other side. So I think there's, like, a hidden room. What I'm saying is there's a hidden room behind that wall, but somebody's in there. And, that's all I know. We could proceed to go down that hole, go to the door, or check that room. Anybody? Yeah, this is Zell. I feel like, could we put whoever's out watching at the door, like, do sleep, and then at least even with our disadvantage, hoping it's Mary Blair or something else, because whatever it is, it's hiding, right? It's not, maybe, I don't know, what does everybody feel about it? Okay, well, Lord Von Chill here. I would say let's play out. We go down the hole, the sewage hole, right, or whatever that drainage hole is, we'll just play out both, right? Let's just say we have Granada look down. Now, I know, Granada, you don't want to, but look down that hole. Because we have the freedom to act how any party would act, right? Some parties are going to want to go down that hole. Some parties, obviously, we've seen, tried to get through that surprise that Vindul left. That didn't work. We go down that hole. Granada, as soon as Granada looks in the hole, out pops another one of those beings. Just one, but holy cow, does it have a lot of hit points, and is it a surprise? And actually, I can quickly do it as I've been more and more good at this. So we have a few rounds back and forth with this thing with our disadvantage. and it gets two swings, and we're all at a disadvantage. So it is quite a, oh boy, and I'm up front in the initiative. Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had all the details. So this thing, FG, we'll call it, is AK-18, it goes first, then Granada, then myself, then our nurse, and then Wada, and then Zell. Wow, Zell 3. Okay, so it comes, and it comes at, oh no, it goes after, sorry, Granada, 22, oh boy. Okay, so Granada, you get surprised, then you try to get it, but, only a 10, so that doesn't do anything. It's too much, it has a thick skin, then it, and it's, oh, then it's, oh, a second attack was, let's see, then, oh, I get it for a 10, okay, that's pretty good, but it has 100-something, okay, then, who did I say was next, I give confused, but, some sort of guiding something you have, it's, this, again, this is based on, sorry, this is from, I'm imagining another party doing this, but we're doing it. I know you're all giving me blank looks. 24 with your bonus. Okay, so that's 19. Then some sort of flaming, or whatever that thing's called. You got Wada. 21. So we're getting really like 14. And, oh boy, Zell, you're really, again, just 3, okay. Even with a bonus, that's nothing. Okay, it goes after, oh boy, just sorry, Zell, you're down for the, you're in it. So why don't you use your turn to get back towards closer to the nurse. Okay, then... 8, I got it for an 8, nursing happens, okay, that's a 10, so, okay, you're a little bit better shape there, Zell, but not great shape. Oh, yeah, dude, don't worry, I have the disadvantages figured into that, that's why, Zell, you're at the biggest disadvantage, okay, then another miss, Okay, it goes after me twice, but no, nothing. Ha-ha. Yeah, no, not catching Lord Von. Granada. Okay, 19, Granada. Then 11. Okay, then our nurse misses. Okay, and then... Wada, wow, boy, okay, and then that's it. Zell, you don't even need to go. That's the end of that thing. So that worked out, but that was tough. So if a party did want, sorry, that was, is everybody still with me? Yeah, we're all still with you. Thanks, Lord Von Schill, for that simulation. That was necessary, you're right. Do we find anything? No, it's just, we sense that this being lives, it's a result of, this is like where all the historically, the waste, not just human waste, but all wastes go. So this is a waste-based creation. Okay. So we probably want, like, do we have anything we could put over that? Or, we should just be aware that, something else, maybe just not put our head, you know, I shouldn't instruct Granada to look down there again. Okay. Now can we go Granada, can we get Granada back up to, oh boy. Yeah, we can, our nursing will get it. Okay, yeah, that's, things are looking decent for Granada's in decent shape. Yeah, but this is not ideal, but I don't want to rest down here. because we might have to deal with another one of these things. I mean, we could go back up and rest, but what if one of the characters told on us? And we don't have the speaker wire, so that might erode their trust. So can we try to get through this secret room and cast a sleep spell? Yeah, this is Wada. So I cast a sleep spell, and it seems like it was successful, but we won't know because it's on the other side of the door, but it was successful. Okay, Granada, are you feeling up to, like, moving these blocks as silently as you can? Okay, it wasn't very silent because, but I did move the blocks out of the way, and I guess I'm the easiest one to go through here first. It looks like there are other blocks we can move, but I'll try to go in secretly. Okay, she didn't say anything after that. She's waving us in, I guess. Okay, let's all go in. Oh, so there's a surprise in here. So all of us just slowly come in, and we realize that this is a made room, a chamber. And there seems to be a little character there, a bit like a, okay, you're holding up your hand for me to be sent. Then there's some sort of, that looks like a droid, but it's got tracks. Is that a security droid? Anybody else rolling that can identify? Yeah, this is your Florentian nurse. That is a former Valencian lying on a cot, probably a member of the same party as the wizard and a security bot. And I'm assuming that's Mary Bear, not Mary Bear Repair. We were mishearing it. And hi, Mary, we're, I realize you have a security bot on. Okay, we'll close up the door. So we're back in this room with you. And I'm a Florentian nurse. I see a former Florentian. That's what we call they just started to believe in one of the Florences. They're wearing the garb of the Hendersons. So they left the three Florences. But that's fine. I mean, that means they were also very... more interested in material gains, which is fine. They don't seem to be doing that great. Could I take a look at them? Okay, I'm going to take a look at this former Florentian while the rest of you, someone want to take over, Zell? Oh, hello, Mary Bear. My name is Lord Von Chill. Pleasure to meet you. And I can tell you the pleasure is mine. We're here with speaker wire. Granada, show the speaker wire. We're looking for you, actually. We met some of your friends who need to be repaired, but it seems like you have some questions for us. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm Mary Bear here, and I do see you have speaker wire. And I'm guessing that you're trying to get that's what I came down here for, and I got stuck, and I met this person who they may be going to see their Hendersons. They were saying something about Harry and the Hendersons. It made no sense to me, but they did tell me I've spent some time with them. I thought I could Mary Bear repair, but they're not mechanical based. They're like you, organic beings. And I know that they were here to flood this area on a quest. And their party got split up. This person whose name was Nunu got stuck with somebody else who went to see all the wizards in another world, and they're getting ready to go see their Hendersons. And they said that another one of their party or two members of their party may have gotten caught. They were kind of in and out of it. And that maybe one of their party got away. but I have not seen them. By the way, my security bot's here for me, and I did find the security bot and reprogram it. It'll silently keep watch over me in case any of you try to do anything. But they said that they're going to flood, like they were, and their party member may have gotten a way to do it, which was to flood the area. And that the ride and the whole park will be gone. And I can't allow that. So I'm just debating what to do right now. And because I could have my, you could, the security bots are based on another technologies that you don't have access to. So you have a couple options because you won't even get out of here. And thanks for the speaker. Thanks for getting the speaker. I'd love to, for you to help. Here's what I would love to, for you to do. You could help me get back up and get all those. I want, like, I've been trying to get this ride functional as we can. Because that's what everybody, no one can, we can't get, we can't leave. So we, even if this was flooded, we wouldn't be able to go. And I'm trying to make everybody's life here as manageable as it can be or help with that. And, you know, they want music and be able to play their music. So I do need help with that. I also don't want this place flooded. And I know that they were trying to stop this Vendul, who I've been avoiding, and I'm aware, and Vendul is working. So Vendul, we have a shared adversary, Vendul, because Vendul's making a lot, and I made a tough sacrifice, because Vendul took over a part of the ride. And I don't think our like Vendul and their companions, their army, we can't defeat them. The ride can't. So we had to, the ride had to work with Vendul, or I had to silently pretend I didn't know anything. And some of the other repair bears, are working on keeping workers repaired from Vendul. My part of the ride is going to be for some future thing. I don't know, but they're all somewhat functional and happy. And I thought we had kind of reached a somewhat not ideal situation with Vendul, but now I find out that Vendul's trying to unlock some sort of thing. But that might not affect us. So I'm trying to decide who to go with, Vendul, or if do you have another? Well, yeah, this is Lord Von Chill. So this is kind of all, like this is where I specialize in. So if you work with Vendul, all will be lost because Vendul is going to unlock this power, and this power that's under the water. It won't be good for any you or the ride. Now, I understand you wanted to preserve the ride. And I'll be honest with you, our mission now is to find one of the members of this party and rescue them and either stop Vendul or trigger the same process that the other party was here to do in the first place. And I think you're pretty cute, and the rest of the ride is cute, too. In a way that means you're important to me. Even though you're a mechanical being, I'm somehow relating to you. And as a heroic figure, I want to do the heroic thing. Now, I know the most heroic thing I can do, unfortunately, is we can't let Vendul win. But we don't have to make a decision now. And that doesn't sound very heroic, but waiting on the decision is a heroic thing. So what do you say we work together for the time being? And we try to find a way to work together. And maybe I talk to my party and we spitball some ideas and rest here with you. Oh, this is a good place. Vendul's not going to find us. No, Vendul won't find us. So what you're proposing is we rest because you're all been in a bit of a situation. And then we assess how we could work together to accomplish all our goals. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How does that sound? Because we're all very tired and we're all very confused, to be honest with you, Mary Bear. We're confused as anything. We thought you were, well... So could we rest here with you, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do next? I know we're working, Okay, why don't you all get some rest here with your friend Mary Bear? And that is heroic, waiting and saying, let's figure this out one step at a time. That's heroic to Mary Bear, too, because that's how I fix things. Now we have the speaker wire. I have a soldering iron. And then I can cut the speaker wire to spec and then wire our friends so they can play music. So, yeah, let's do it one step at a time. Let's rest. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank some people who recently weighed in on a thread of, like, what does the podcast mean to you? Which kind of is, you know, those are the people that are keeping the show free for everybody or supporting the show for the value you get out of the show helps all these people. In addition, if I identify with one of these, hey, the show does deserve my support. Love you're always open for feedback and knowing how much work goes into the show. I understand there has to be sponsors and stuff like that. Peace is what it means to DM. My Moon, Distraction, Cindy Lou. Oh, that first one was from Sam. Cindy Lou, the feeling that if I can't get to sleep, my neighbor will keep me company, and but I'm okay if I fall asleep too. Jill says sleep. Choco Yum Yum says friend in the loneliest of the night. Live Joy, meanderings to quiet my mind. And then I can revisit the ones I like. LJ says community and company. Sue, peace and relaxation. Pete, a lot of things, belonging and feeling of, eases the feeling of being alone. So thanks everybody that weighed in and let me know what does the podcast mean to you. Really appreciate it. Thanks and good night. Oh, and then here's, great ways to support the show. Sorry, support the show directly is the most powerful way on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron or sleepwithmepodcast.com/Apple Podcast or Apple. You can freely support the sponsors, try free trials, and then free to support the show by spreading the word. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlists or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.